No refrigeration necessary. New tech for everlasting shelf life. In Wired by Rebecca Hoovel on March 7th. There's hope for a tastier, healthier, more robust tomorrow. High-tech new food preservation methods that fend off the bad stuff, bacteria, spoilage, while protecting the good flavor, texture, nutrients. Scientists are experimenting with everything from microwave sterilization to blasts of plasma to ensure food stays appetizing longer, even without refrigeration. That salmon dinner you bought on Monday, it'll taste just as fresh a week later, and it'll be just as good for you. Blue Blast. Best for berries, nuts. Scientists at Scotland's University of Strathclyde pioneered a technique that bombards fluids with high-intensity blue light, which produces a form of oxygen that's lethal to pathogens. It's now being adapted for use on berries and other foods. Radio waves. Best for eggs. The USDA has developed a machine for eliminating salmonella in fresh eggs. Electrodes pulse radio frequency waves through the shells, targeting the space between the white and yolk where salmonella dwells. Plasma cloud. Best for fruits and vegetables, seeds, salads. Put the food on a conveyor belt, blast it with cold plasma, and voila! A mixture of nitrous oxides, hydrogen peroxide, and other molecules lay waste to bacteria. Microwaves. Best for frittatas, mac and cheese, salmon. With microwave-assisted thermosterilization, packaged food cooks inside a pressurized tube while focused microwave energy kills microorganisms in minutes. Amazon Fresh is reportedly interested. Germ warfare. Best for salad, berries. Think of this as probiotics for plants. Scientists dose fruits and vegetables in a solution containing good bugs, like bacterial phages, that kill the bad bugs, like salmonella and listeria. General Mills and Pillsbury have both explored the tech. Atomic bomb. Best for meat, fruits, and vegetables, spices. High-energy electrons, yeah, radiation, are shot into food, beating bacteria by breaking up their DNA. It kills bacteria, but not aroma, says Cornell University food science professor Carmen Moraru.